Thank you, Janie. Good afternoon. I hope everyone's having a good time at the FIN conference so far. As Janie said, we are speaking on project management, and there's a couple of reasons we felt that this was an important topic that applies to everyone, especially in the public health community as well as FIN. And so the presentation we have here for you today is to help you get a better understanding of project management and the skills that you can gain through easy professional credentials. Today's presentation, we're going to walk you through a brief overview of project management and some of the key terms. And then we're also going to address the project management topic within public health. And of course, the realities of FIN and why project management is a critical component. Brian is going to then speak to the actual credentials and the Project Management Institute, which is a great organization that certainly sets the standards and practices for all of us. So just to get an idea of the audience, how many here are part of a state or local public health department? Just raise some hands. And how about the CDC? And plenty of vendors I also see in the audience. So one thing, of all of you, who would you consider yourself to be a project manager? Good. I'm glad to see as many hands up as I do, because projects are not something that is necessarily formal at all times. Projects come in all shapes and sizes. Projects are also not limited to big organizations. And I think one of the important things, just to illustrate, is that recently, the Olympics, we just had them, and China had to complete the Bird's Nest, which was one of the most complex projects in history. And it included a lot of constraints, a lot of stakeholders, and a definite deadline that they had to meet. So that's something on a very grand scale. And then, of course, any of you this summer who took a vacation and planned that would also need to know that that itself was a project. So there was certainly a successful outcome that would have been present. So projects definitely are a lot easier to manage as well, because one of the things that does exist is that there is a common methodology, a common understanding that helps us all as project managers manage our projects. And the outcomes for today is that we will be recapping the definition of project management and projects. I think, considering the audience in here, that's something that you're all very familiar with. And then, of course, as I mentioned, understanding the relationship of project management and FIN, and the awareness of the Project Management Institute, because the other thing to understand is that it's certainly it's attainable and it's an affordable option for many of us who are in this room. And Brian will, of course, be reviewing the actual credentials that are available through PMI. So just to walk you through some of the basics, the Project Management Institute actually has a big book. It's called the Project Management Body of Knowledge. It's the PMBOK. So whether or not you are formally trained, it is something that many of us refer to get a lot of information. And project management is defined as the application of knowledge, skills, tools, and techniques to project activities to meet project requirements. So one of the things, though, that we sometimes tend to confuse, and this does occur a lot in our works and personal life, is what exactly constitutes a project. Well, PMBOK has identified certain definition, which is important to understand. And a project is considered temporary. So this is a different set of activities from what is everyday operations. So there's certainly a start and end date associated. So with many of the projects in FIN, there may be a product, but every time a new release is usually put out, that itself is a project. It also creates unique products and services and is progressively elaborate, which means that every day you're doing something to add to the level of work going on in the project. And many of us in this room may not understand or know of this framework, but it is certainly something that we've all experienced, and that is the triple constraint. The triple constraint is generally certain factors that must be managed together because they must be balanced. And if not balanced, if one side of this constraint is affected, it will affect the rest of your project. And this is the cost, time, and scope thought process. And then, of course, lately, we've also learned through PMI and some of the new research that's being conducted that there are certain influencers to the triple constraint. So even if you think you've got everything balanced, there is a level of quality that the customer defines, or there is risk which is associated and can affect that constraint. In the recent PMI conference, the research conference, another reason for this is no longer just limited to certain industries or organizations, is that project management is also a valuable discipline. The PMI president recently said that the project management improves the assurance to deliver successful changes for organizations today but more importantly, it provides a platform on which they can build for the future. So this is certainly something within even this field of public health is something that you're constantly building on for the future. So again, project management in public health. Many public health agencies, I think nowadays, and outside of just private sector, there's public health agencies within the CDC, there's also the state and locals and other organizations that we work with that are now working in terms of projects. Because again, this is easier to distinguish from day-to-day operations, and it allows us to understand exactly what the objectives are. And it's not only limited to IT or informatics. I think that's one of the most common misconceptions is that project management is only something necessary for either a big software release. Even in public health these days with research, that is something absolutely that project management skills can be applied to. One thing that has certainly been indicated through all the years of research is that strong project management increases a project's chance of successful on-time completion. In this day, with budgets being limited and the opportunities for rework being very constrained, it is very necessary to make sure you're implementing good practices of project management in the work you're doing to ensure a higher likelihood of on-time delivery. And as mentioned again, project management, there is a framework which many of these credentials help demonstrate that allow you to understand the common language, methodology, processes, and issues. Another thing that we deal with within the federal and state sectors is that there's the president's management agenda. Doesn't matter what you call it, but usually there's a policy or regulatory requirement that is pretty much monitoring the success in the projects that are being completed. So that's another area where you want to make sure that you're applying the right types of frameworks to make sure that you have a higher likelihood of success. And just another quote PMI has provided is that project management has a positive influence on creative thinking and enhances the organization's innovation capacity. I think it's interesting that sometimes a lot of us feel that project management can be very restricting, and that is another misconception because you're using a certain set of frameworks, you're not having to rework every time how you're going to approach a project. And this allows you to have some more availability to be innovative and creative and focus on the actual objectives that you're trying to achieve. And I think one of the main things of why we wanted to present this at this conference is that the realities we live in. We work with diverse set of stakeholders, all from different backgrounds. We have varying levels of resources, regardless of the organization we're supporting, but a common goal of a mission of supporting and advancing public health. But we're having to do all this with shrinking budgets, which affects our availability of how much we can distribute our funding and where we need to definitely be focusing on. And as we indicated with the PMA, the reporting requirements, again, this is a reality that we have to deal with. But most importantly, in FIN and in public health, there are vital outcomes. The community, the outside world, is relying on successful outcomes. The doesn't matter if it's a system to manage outbreaks or if it's a vaccine that we're trying to deliver, there is something to be said about these outcomes that are certainly going to have a huge impact on the world we live in. Again, also in FIN, because of the dependencies, the number of dependencies from the vocabulary, the standards that are being developed to the actual delivery of certain systems and applications, there's many dependencies. So any sort of effect one side of a project has will certainly impact the outcome of another project. And I think most organizations that I've spoken to in the last couple years at FIN, many people who are playing a project manager role, that's just their second job. They actually are already performing a day-to-day job, but were assigned this task, and they don't necessarily have that formal project management training. So I'm about to hand it over to my co-presenter, but this is where we're going to be providing you some affordable options and some other thoughts on where you can go to get some training to develop your project management skills.
Thanks, Shelby. I noticed that we have a lot of project managers in the room, so I won't spend a whole lot of time up here. And I know we want to get to the paradox of project management and open source and have plenty of time for Q&A. So I'll go fairly quickly. If you have questions, please seek me out or Shelby, and we'll be happy to go into more detail about the qualifications. Shelby talked about why project management is important to organizations and to public health in general. I want to talk about why an individual would want to get a project management credential. For one, it applies to all industries. It's something that goes with you. As you grow in your career, as your role changes, project management and the knowledge of project management and the credential goes with you. It demonstrates the experience and education that you have in the field by an internationally recognized body. The Project Management Institute is in over 170 different countries, over 250,000 members all over the world. So it's something that will follow you wherever you go. As with an organization, it's important that you have a common approach to projects within an organization. As an individual, if you have a common approach to projects, you can take that approach from project to project as you change in your career. As Shelby said, the PMI, the Project Management Institute, oversees the credential. A lot of this information can be found on PMI.org. It's a great source of information for project management in general and the PMI. PMI offers five different credential options. Most common is the project management professional. A new one is the program management professional. Difference between program management and project management. Program management is managing several projects toward a common goal. Although some of the skills overlap, they're very different when you're managing several projects as opposed to just one project. That's a new certification, and the qualifications just to take the exam are pretty tough. The CAPM, Certified Associate in Project Management, is more for team members. It will allow team members and project managers to speak a common language. It requires a little bit less experience and less education than the PMP. Two other new certifications, the Risk Management Professional and Scheduling Professional, are a lot like PMP, but with hard focuses on risk management and scheduling. Determining which certification or which credential you would go after, really based on your experience and your education level. Each one of them requires a certain level of experience. I know PMP is about 4,500 hours of project management experience. It also requires 35 hours of project management education, and there's also an exam. So based on your experience and your education, also your personal area of interest and your organizational need. One of the things that we're all dealing with is constrained resources and constrained budgets, but the credentials under PMI are affordable relatively. For as low as $550, you can get a PMP credential. So the cost that would be associated would be the exam fee itself and the preparation fees. So I want to talk to you about where you can get some preparation for the exam or for PDU credits in order to take the exam. PMI.org is the main source. You can get the PMBOK from PMI, and also, as I said before, get more information about other requirements and other places in your area. I know the Atlanta chapter offers several chances for PDU credits. And the theme of the conference, communities of practice. I know at the CDC, we have a wonderful community of practice. We meet once a month. We average nearly 100 people every month. Through that, you can get PD credits for every time that you attend. We also have a study group. I'm a personal graduate of the study group of the Project Management Community of Practice at CDC. We've gone through about five or six of those. We meet once a week for 12 weeks. We go through about three or four a year. There are several books. I wouldn't endorse any single book, but Rita Mulcahy and Andy Crow have each written great PMP preparation books. There are several websites. PMstudy.com is just one that offers sample questions for the exam. And there's also formal training, which would be in the form of a boot camp or a week-long training, something like that. And with that, reach the conclusion where we have spoken about how project management does apply to public health, and that there are many options available through PMI. And I would encourage you to go to PMI.org to look for more. With that, I'll pass it off to Sabine.